Welcome to episode 1357 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The fourth commandment given to the children of Israel on Sinai was this:
remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
At first glance, this commandment feels different. The first three commandments deal directly with loyalty to God. No other gods, no idols, no misuse of his name. The last six commandments address murder, adultery, theft, and coveting. They guard life, marriage, truth, and trust. And then, right in the middle, comes this command: rest, not conquer, not produce, not improve. Rest. Why would God command rest? And why does he begin with a word that suggests we are likely to forget it? Remember, we often forget what we need most. God does not say, invent the Sabbath. He says, remember, which implies something important. Sabbath is not artificial, not arbitrary, not religious busy work. It is already woven into the fabric of creation. When we return to the beginning, to Genesis 1 and 2, we see God's work of creation unfolds in rhythm. 6 days of forming and filling, and then,
by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
God rests, not because he is exhausted, not because he ran out of energy, but because the work is complete. And God blesses the seventh day and makes it holy. The first thing declared holy in Scripture is not a place, a people, or a temple. It is time. In our modern world, we treat time as a commodity to be spent, saved, or killed. We optimize it, monetize it, squeeze it for every drop of productivity. But the Sabbath introduces a radical alternative. When Genesis tells us the first thing God declared holy was a segment of time, it invites us to stop viewing the clock as a taskmaster. Sabbath is the cathedral in time, sacred architecture built not of stone and glass, but of minutes and hours set apart. By keeping the Sabbath holy, we resist the urge to use time and instead learn to inhabit it, moving from the frantic pace of a world that tries to outrun the sun to the rhythmic peace of a creator who finished his work and invited us into his rest. If God builds rest into creation itself, then Sabbath is not merely a religious regulation. It is a design feature of reality. The world is not constructed for endless output. Human beings are not engineered for unbroken productivity. The soil in Israel's later law would even be commanded to rest. Sabbath tells us something profound about the nature of existence. Life is not sustained by constant striving. This is difficult for us to accept, because we live in cultures that reward motion, celebrate hustle, and equate worth with output. In our world, exhaustion is often worn as a badge of honor. But Genesis whispers a different truth. You are not God, and you are not meant to be. Sabbath becomes the weekly confession that we are creatures, not creators.
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
When you observe the Sabbath, you remember that God created all things. You remember you are not the creator. You are the creation. You are not the ultimate source of productivity or provision. You are dependent on God. The world does not rest on your shoulders. The universe will not collapse if you stop working for one day. This is profoundly liberating. When you truly grasp this, when you truly believe the world existed before you and will continue after you, when you truly trust God is sovereign over creation, you are freed from the tyranny of productivity. You are freed from the anxiety that constantly whispers, if you do not do more, achieve more, produce more, everything will fall apart. The Sabbath says, no, everything will not fall apart. God is holding it all together. You can rest. You must rest. One of the most radical aspects of Genesis 2 is not simply that humans need rest, but that God rests. In the ancient Near Eastern world, the gods were often depicted as tired, burdened, or irritated. Humanity existed to relieve divine labor. But in Genesis, the living God rests not because he must, but because he chooses to delight. This rest is not collapse. It is celebration. Sabbath, then, is not merely cessation. It is completion acknowledged. It is goodness enjoyed. It is satisfaction received. When God commands Sabbath in Exodus 20, he roots it in this creation story. If Sabbath is such a gift, why do we resist it? perhaps because rest exposes what we trust. When we stop working, we confront questions we prefer to avoid. What if things fall apart without me? What if I lose momentum? What if I am not enough? Sabbath is uncomfortable because it forces us to confront our illusion of control. In a productivity-driven culture, rest can feel irresponsible, even dangerous. But Sabbath insists, you are not the sustainer of the universe. God is. Note what Moses declares to the people in Deuteronomy 5, verse 15.
Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
Here, the Sabbath is connected not to creation, but to liberation. God says, you were enslaved. You worked without rest. You were driven relentlessly by taskmasters who cared nothing for your humanity. But I rescued you. I freed you. And now, to remember that freedom, to embody it, to keep that freedom real and active in your life, you must rest. The Sabbath is a weekly reenactment of liberation, a way of saying, I am free. I will not be enslaved by my work. I will not let productivity define my value. I will not allow the endless demands of the world determine my worth. Every seventh day, I reclaim my freedom. Every seventh day, I choose not to be enslaved. This is revolutionary. In a world that measures your value by your productivity, the Sabbath says, your worth is not determined by what you produce. In a world that demands constant work, achievement, and output, the Sabbath says, you are enough. You have done enough. You are allowed to stop. The fourth commandment does something subtle and powerful. It reorders identity. In Egypt, Israel had been enslaved. Slaves do not control their time. They work when commanded and stop when permitted. Sabbath breaks that pattern. It says, you are not slaves anymore, not defined by output, not sustained by anxiety, not owned by productivity. The command says, keep it holy. Holy does not mean gloomy, somber, or withdrawn. Holy means set apart. To keep the Sabbath holy is to treat time differently, to resist the pull to fill every moment with production or distraction. In a world where time is monetized, optimized, and squeezed, Sabbath stands as a declaration. Time belongs to God. And if time belongs to God, then our lives are not frantic accidents. They are part of a rhythm. When you do not keep Sabbath, when you work 7 days a week, you are making an implicit claim that your work is ultimate. You are claiming productivity is the highest good. That the goods you produce, the money you earn, the status you achieve, are worth your entire life. In biblical terms, you are creating an idol, making a god of your work. And like all false gods, this god is tyrannical. It demands everything and gives nothing in return but the promise of more work. The Sabbath breaks this spell. By resting one day each week, you are declaring your work is not ultimate. You are declaring there is something higher than productivity. You are declaring you belong to God, not to your job. This is why the Sabbath is placed at the center of the Ten Commandments. It is not incidental, not peripheral. It is the commandment that protects all the others. Because if you are enslaved to work, consumed by productivity, constantly driven by ambition and fear of failure, you will not have the freedom or the mental space to honor God, to keep the other commandments, to live according to God's values. The Sabbath frees you for everything else. The Sabbath gives you the capacity to love, to pray, to rest in God's presence, to be fully human. Remember the Sabbath day. Not because God needs a break, but because we do. Not because work is evil, but because work is not ultimate. Not because rest is weakness, but because rest is worship. Sabbath is the weekly declaration that God is God, and we are not. And that is very good news. So, as you look at your calendar for the coming week, we invite you to see it not as a battlefield to be won, but as a rhythm to be enjoyed. Don't just look for a gap in your schedule. Create a sanctuary in your time. When you choose to stop, you are telling the truth about the world, that God is God and you are not. And that is the best news you'll hear all week. May your rest become your most profound witness and your pause become the place where you finally flourish. Father, teach us to remember what we so easily forget, that you are the creator and sustainer, and we are held in your care. Free us from restless striving and help us enter the holy rhythm of trust, delight, and rest you have woven into creation. May our rest become an act of worship, and our worship a doorway into flourishing. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,